This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and Health News channels. You can find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes, and we can now be heard on TuneIn Radio as well. For your convenience, today we are speaking with Dr. Edward F. Group III, alternative medicine pioneer and author of The Green Body Cleanse, also founder of the Global Healing Center, one of the largest alternative natural and organic health resources on the Internet. Dr. Group, certainly appreciate your joining us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me on, Eric. Appreciate it. Enjoy your listening to your shows.
Certainly do appreciate those kind words, and certainly do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. So tell me, when you began studying medicine, why did you at first look at natural medicine practitioners as quacks? You probably thought they were a little off there in left field somewhere. And what changed your mind on all that?
Well, my dream as a kid was to be a heart surgeon, and my dad was a chemist. So I grew up, I got my first chemistry set when I was one, and looking at and reading a lot of medical textbooks and even prepared to go to medical school. And right before I was in medical school, I had met a guy who was already treating cancer naturally. But with all of the books that I had been reading and all of the philosophies of allopathic medicine, I was taught throughout those years that pretty much anybody doing natural medicine or essential oils or herbology or anything like that was quackery, because that's what I was led to believe, until I met this guy and he gave me one challenge. And this was right before I was about to go into medical school. And he said, listen, prove to me that any pharmaceutical does good in the body. And I said, well, of course it does. You know, we have the best and the most researched scientists in the world behind this, and the doctors. So I went to the library and broke down a couple pharmaceuticals and looked at what they actually did in the body. And at that point in time, I realized that everything that I was going to be taught was pretty much wrong. And at that point, I had to completely change my whole philosophy of healing the body and, you know, prescribing medications to finding out and researching what the root cause of all disease was.
Your book, The Green Body Cleanse, makes some provocative claims about modern-day medicine and where it falls short. What's wrong with how we treat disease today?
Well, the problem with how we treat disease today is that the medical profession focuses on the symptoms of disease and not the actual root cause. That's what led us to looking at what is the root cause of all disease, cancer, diabetes, heart disease. It doesn't matter. And what's causing all these symptoms, whether it's depression, anxiety, any form of mental illness, all the symptoms that people are suffering from, we wanted to find out what is the root cause of all these things. And we traced it back to the accumulation of toxins coming in the body. And those are going to be harmful chemicals that create change or damage inside the body that are coming in through the environment that you're exposing yourself to, the internal environment as well as the external environment. And that would be the air that you're breathing is toxic. The food that you're eating is toxic. The beverages that you're drinking are toxic. Even the water that is toxic, contaminated with fluoride and chlorine and, you know, 60 to 600 different types of carcinogenic or disease-causing agents in the water system. So when we figured all this stuff out with the accumulation of parasites and stress and everything else, we realized that all disease is caused by too many toxins coming in the body and not enough toxins coming out of the body. So that was when we really started focusing on learning or teaching people how to reactivate the body's own self-healing mechanism, because we realized that the body, everybody, has the ability to heal any disease or any symptom in their system. And it's not going to work by just taking some sort of medication and covering up the symptoms, but they need to address the root cause of the problem.
So leading into the next question, why do you advocate treating the root cause of disease and not just the symptoms?
Well, that's the big thing, because even in natural schools, in chiropractic school or naturopathic school or even medical school, they're still focused on teaching you how to treat the symptoms. So if somebody comes in with a headache or joint pain or whatever the symptom might be, whether it's natural or allopathic, you're still going to prescribe, let's say, white willow bark for a headache, whereas opposed to the allopathic, you might be prescribed some sort of pain medication. So what we wanted to do was even take it a step further and look at what can we do that nobody else is doing out there to address the root cause. And really one of the things is we used to ask people, did your doctor tell you what caused your cancer? Did your doctor tell you what caused your heart disease? Did your doctor tell you what caused your diabetes? And they would all say, no, I still don't know. I mean, I have these medications or these natural products that I'm taking that are supposed to help, and no one really explained to me why I have it. So we would say, well, don't you think you need to understand why you have the disease first before you understand how to get rid of the disease? You know, if I was an electrician, you know, and I knew how to wire a house with electricity, that's great. But if I wasn't, I didn't understand electricity and tried to do it, probably something would go wrong. So what we wanted to do was, we had already identified the root cause being the accumulation of toxins, but to educate people on how, first of all, to cleanse their body, to reactivate their body's own self-healing mechanism, and then also how to avoid those toxic chemicals and or how to replace those toxic compounds with natural compounds. In other words, getting rid of the artificial sweeteners, replacing them with natural organic sweeteners, cleaning up the air quality in their homes, cleaning up their body, cleaning up their food, eating organic foods instead of non-organic pesticide-ridden foods, and explaining to them how they could slowly change their life and be moving up the stairs of health every single day, even if they're taking one step a day, instead of standing still or going down the stairs of health.
Certainly very interesting information. Today we are with Dr. Edward F. Group III, alternative medicine pioneer, author of The Green Body Cleanse, and founder of the Global Healing Center, one of the largest alternative, natural, and organic health resources on the Internet here on eHealth Radio's General Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Group, what are some steps individuals can take to become more responsible for their health?
Well, like I said, the first step people can take is understanding why they have the negative symptoms that they do, and now they can easily look online and get information on that. But the first step is cleaning up their environment and cleaning up their body. I mean, when we realized that we had stumbled upon something so simple, because really everything is in simplicity, we actually opened up a cancer and degenerative disease clinic in 1998. And the first step that we did, which we still recommend people do, is cleansing their body. And we always start with intestinal cleansing. And what we use for intestinal cleansing is not those dangerous herbs out there like psyllium and senna and cascara and stuff that will damage the intestinal lining. But we use, actually developed, an oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, because we realized when we traced back all the disease and all the symptoms to toxic buildup in the body, the next thing that we did was we had to look at, where are all these toxins entering the body? And we found that the majority of them, over 90% of them, are entering the body through the intestinal lining. So then we looked at how many people out there are constipated, how many people are having regular bowel movements, what's happening in the system with the genetically modified foods, all the damaging acids and chemicals that are damaging the intestinal lining. So the first step is we wanted to teach people how to clean their intestines on a regular basis, change the foods that they eat. So that was step one. And then step two, we wanted to address the second most toxic organ in the body, which is the liver. And what we found is that the liver, by the time someone is 40 years old, the liver is really only functioning about 10 to 15% because of the damage that has taken place with the liver, with all of the chemicals and toxins from the food and everything else that the person is consuming. And then we also found a link to low thyroid because the liver was congested. It was just like an oil filter in your car, which was so congested and gunked up that the blood could barely even pump through it, and it just wasn't working. And that's another reason why we found high blood pressure was caused by a congested liver. So we started doing liver cleansing. So the first step was intestinal cleansing. Second step is liver cleansing. And over a period of time, we found that people with one liver cleanse really only cleaned about 20% of their liver, and that they really needed to do three liver cleanses. So the next thing that we did after liver cleansing is parasite cleansing, because we also found that people were infested with parasites. And the definition of a parasite really is anything dangerous or harmful that lives off of a host mechanism, whether it's a bacteria, a virus, a worm, a mycoplasm, it doesn't really matter. But, you know, those organisms are taking your nutrients, they're sucking your blood, causing you to be anemic, and they're going to the bathroom in your system, which normally they secrete formalin, formaldehyde, isopropyl alcohol, very dangerous chemicals that go inside your body and keep your body fluids acid. So then after we did the parasite cleansing, we would do the chemical and heavy metal cleansing and maybe kidney cleansing. And so the whole point is what we try to teach people is that you actually have a self-healing mechanism, and it doesn't matter what condition or what disease that you have, because we've used these methods and other doctors have used these methods on hundreds of thousands of people. And, you know, when the body's self-healing mechanism reactivates, the body's able, and the body is clean, the body will take care of the condition or the symptoms that the individual is suffering from.
This may be a crazy question, but why is spreading the message of natural healing methods so important to you?
Well, both of my parents died of cancer at an early age when I was in my 20s, and I've kind of had this mission even since I was a kid, to, especially since we really figured out and spent 15 years of research on what is causing disease, and we know what is causing disease now, it's important to me that people understand, because we know the current healthcare system is failing. I mean, people are not getting results anymore. They're going to their doctor's office. They're getting put on a prescription medication. 3 months later, they're going back, getting on another prescription medication. Children as young as 5, 4, 3 are being prescribed antipsychotic medications right now. Children 5 have committed suicide on antipsychotic medications. So the interest of the pharmaceutical companies is to have you on prescription medications for life, regardless of anything that happens, whether you get better or whether you get worse, because their goal is to never cure you of anything, but to keep you in that money revolving wheel. So it's kind of a passion of mine, because we actually saw, before we got, our clinic was raided and shut down by the FDA because we were actually helping people. Now my mission is to get this information out as much as I can through radio, TV, web, so people can understand that anybody can do this. I mean, it's so simple. Anybody can cleanse their body. There's plenty of cleanses available out there. And you can, in less than 2 hours, with getting information from our site or other sites on toxicity and learning about intestinal cleansing, liver cleansing, kidney cleansing, you know, we used to have, as a doctor, I used to have 265 different supplements that I used to prescribe to people. But over 15 years and in working with over 300,000 people, using the same exact method on every single one, it never fails. So I want to spread that message with as many people as I can and saying, look, you can take responsibility for your own health. You can get better. There is hope. And your body will heal itself as if it's clean. It's like a pure, clean, spotless kitchen. There's nothing bad that can grow in there. But the problem is that the environment that we live, the environment that people live, and the exposure to all these things once people understand what those things are and they replace them with natural alternatives, they can get better.
Well, I can tell you right now, on a personal level, I agree with 100% of what you're saying, and this is certainly good news, and I appreciate your taking the time to share from the heart on this topic. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listener?
Just everybody know that you don't have to suffer anymore, whether you're suffering from headaches, migraines, bowel disease. It doesn't matter. That there are natural solutions available out there. And all you have to do is take a step back. You do not have to be dependent upon the medical profession. You can take responsibility for your own health. You can heal yourself. You have the most powerful healing system that's more powerful than anything made by man or anything synthetically made, and that's what's inside of you right now, and that's your self-healing mechanism. And your self-healing mechanism is suppressed. And, you know, look into body cleansing. I've got a book called The Green Body Cleanse, which goes over every single toxin that people are exposed to, how you can replace it with something natural. It goes over cleansing methods. What are the best ways to cleanse your body, your liver, your intestines, your kidney, clean the heavy metals and chemicals out of your system. It explains easy methods to reactivate your body's self-healing mechanism. It also explains methods to where you can clean your air quality in your home, identify toxic things in your home that might be chronically suppressing your immune system, like, for example, memory foam mattresses, which secrete toxic fire retardants and VOCs. And it just gives you all the information that you need to clean up and create not only a green body, a green and clean body, but a green and clean home and work environment, so you can thrive and not have to depend on and spend money on doctors anymore.
Well, that's certainly some good news and certainly gives hope to those that are listening in. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on the Global Healing Center online, and also where can folks pick up the book, The Green Body Cleanse?
Right. So you can go to globalhealingcenter.com. There's a wealth of information. I have a blog. We also have Facebook, Global Healing Center Facebook. You can get free information there. We have also a YouTube where I do a lot of videos and explanations on how you can change your life, how you can benefit from a clean, green lifestyle. They can order the book right from globalhealingcenter.com. You can just go under book. There's a tab right there, and you can order the book that way. We also have ebooks available. So, yes, I would recommend going over there and either YouTube, Facebook, and Global Healing Center. It's all under Global Healing Center, and you can pretty much learn everything you need to know just from reading the blog and just from reading the information on the site and watching the videos.
Well, Dr. Group, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us and for sharing this wealth of information. All the best, and look forward to another conversation in the future.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it. Have a good day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Dr. Edward F. Group, the third alternative medicine pioneer, author of The Green Body Cleanse, and founder of the Global Healing Center, one of the largest alternative natural and organic health resources on the internet. And once again, the website of reference is globalhealingcenter.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.